brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, most people, and I know a lot of family that lives in different parts of Texas, they're just raising the taxes everywhere. People are going bankrupt. Everything's falling apart. And government doesn't care because they're in there. Anytime you investigate, break in state, local law, stealing the money. Because folks now just say, that's the government building. That's where the king lives. You don't got, and so you do show up in a lot of these things and they go, you think you're going to talk about the taxes and say you don't want them? You're going to jail. You don't do that in America. And you heard the police chief got up and said, these people may want to kill cops.
Yeah.
You want to, in previous speeches, you want to talk about cutting taxes or not having us raise them? You're evil. Going back to Jennifer Jones from Courtside, Arizona, I brought up the fact that why not make this the council members who don't like the mayor and the police chief, why not just go ahead and admit that actually Christ may have returned to earth and that he may be living in Courtside and may be the police chief? Did you ever think about that, that you may be engaged in blasphemy right now?
Yes, because someone wrote that in one of our local papers. They actually compared the police chief to Jesus Christ. And they said at the end of Christ's days before the crucifixion, he didn't have very many followers either, just like the poor police chief.
Jennifer, I'd never read this or known this. I was joking about the Jesus thing. I didn't know what you were going to say after the break. I didn't talk to you during the break, did you?
I couldn't make this up, Alex. I really couldn't make this up. One woman, Violet Kiss, has been writing the media, mainstream media newspapers, saying they're just disgruntled officers. Their criminal complaints of his abuse of NCIC against political opponents is just because he didn't give them a raise. And then this other woman, Hygieia Half Moon, wrote a letter comparing the chief of police to Jesus Christ. I almost fell out of my chair when I read it yesterday, and I thought, you know, we know they're not, we truly believe these people are not mentally well, some of them.
Well, how do you know he's not? Wait, are you a conspiracy theorist?
You know, Alex, I didn't used to be, but once I was in the National Forest and saw black gloves special ops ICS teams pointing guns at hippies in the forest who were praying for peace, I said, okay, maybe there is something to some of this.
Oh, no, no, but I'm saying you're a conspiracy theorist and that you're denying that he may be Christ.
Well, yes, I don't believe that he's Christ.
Oh.
You know.
Whoa.
And I'm sorry,
So the camp that wants him to be, because, I mean, I was being sarcastic saying he'll be our king. You said, oh, no, let me tell you when we come back. Well, I didn't talk to you. So I made the joke of that he's not just a police officer. He may not just be a king, but God.
And so
he is now called God there. So where are you going from here? Are you going to charge him with kidnapping?
Well, I've got the forms to fill out, the complaint forms, because I want to make sure that nothing is thrown out for lack of correct protocol. You know, we're dealing with the government here, and it's a far stretch to ask the government to protect you from the government. But I am going to file a complaint with DPS, the state police, and with the state attorney general and with the Arizona Department, Division of U.S. Justice Department, for what happened at this meeting and some of the other meetings, and make sure that.
So basically, now you're like the high priest in Jerusalem that called for Christ to be arrested. Man.
Yeah, it's pretty much the mayor and I have become sort of, and one or two other people who were willing to take the heat and put themselves out there have become the front line of defense for a couple thousand.
You got a question to this accuser of Christ?
Yes. One of the two people you were talking about, do they attend the free coffee and donuts seminar held once a month by the police chief?
Oh, absolutely. He's got a group of apostles, I mean followers, that regularly show up to the meetings and applaud for him. They show up to his little coffee and donut feed, and they gaze adoringly at him and applaud for him.
Well, of course, they recognize that he's the Christ.
They kick me out of the meeting.
Oh, you got one more point? Go ahead.
I was going to go ahead and just plug her website where you can keep reading up about all this stuff at thedesertfreedompress.blogspot.com. Or just search The Desert Freedom Press.
Stay there. Let me say, Bobby, on the other side, get Bob Chapman's take on this and put a bookend on it. I can't believe, folks, we are talking to someone that is denying that the Messiah has returned. This is an extremist.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardChute.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardChute.com. www.HardChute.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Getting ready to announce he's running for president. We told you weeks ago he will be running, so we made the announcement for him. I was just trying to put Rick Perry's name into the search engine, and when you type Rick Perry in, something else pops up first right beside it.
He's very happy.
He's having a very happy day. Kaluka Day! Frabjous Day! They're going to blackmail him so bad it's going to make everybody's head spin. But that's the way things work. Bob Chapman's with us for the rest of the hour. I appreciate you being in here with us. I do. We're talking to Jennifer Jones, an evil person who tried to speak at the city council meeting in the proper time to speak and criticized the police. And the police came and arrested her, even though the mayor said she can speak, even though she wasn't cussing anything. And a lot of folks are saying that's good. I mean, you don't talk in America. I heard a conspiracy theory that folks used to be able to talk in America at a city council meeting.
Yeah, well, some of the people in there are actually sheep, and they clapped when she was being let out. And that it's ridiculous. That
we're minions, yay, destroy all the freedom.
That's the thing. People are trained. Move along. Don't look. It's police business. Move along.
But then I was making the joke, though. I was making the joke going, you know, in the last break of the previous hour that why not just make the police chief king then? If he tells the mayor, go take a hike. And she said, oh, no, actually, in the local paper, they say he's like Jesus. Repeat that, Jennifer Jones, for us. I'd like you to email me a copy of that, because you know what? Maybe they're right. I mean, this could be, the second coming.
Well, I think you can read the comment on the other free newspaper in town. You have to realize that the front page ads are from Councilman Lucason, and the real estate ad is from Vice Mayor Barbara Cowell, and so it's a very subsidized free publication, but it's called the Desert Messenger. .blogspot.com.
And there we learn about the police chief, maybe Christ.
Okay. Right, and on the left-hand side, it'll say click here to read the current edition. So all of your listeners can go to, they call it ironically the People's Voice, except they've had a bad habit of censoring the voice of the people on our side of the dialogue, which is why I started my little newspaper. And I think if you really want to put a bookend on this and start to understand what's going on and why Quartzsite would be doing this, you have to realize that we sit about 90 miles from the Mexican border, right on U.S. 95, north and south, and at Interstate 10, east and west. You can move anything through this area, and even though it's out in the middle of the desert, and it's full of people in motorhomes with solar power who live off the grid, and homeowners who want to keep their wells and not tie into city water, there seems to be, it always goes back to follow the money and location, location, location. We've been asking ourselves, why would these council members risk the incorporation, risk the insurance, risk everything for a $300 a month stipend? You know, we wanted to know where the money's going. That's what the mayor wants.
Well, ma'am, as you said, the police chief, what, last year or earlier this year, you know, said that you guys might be violent.
Yes.
Because you're speaking about freedom and compared you to Jerry Lee Loeffner. And I think if the Christ, according to them, says this, it may be true. Listen, I want you to plug your website one more time where folks can your terror site, I'm sorry, having your own printing press is very Al-Qaeda-ish. Tell us about this evil thing you've got.
Okay, well, first of all, I actually don't even have my own printing presses printed outside of the county. I'm just the writer and the organizer, I suppose, the publisher. But it's the online version is at the Desert Freedom Press. .blogspot.com. That's http://, thedesertfreedompress.blogspot.com.
Okay.
It's a small, liberty-based, independent...
Ma'am, we got FCC rules. You cannot say dirty words here on air like liberty. Oops. Another FCC fine. Ma'am, I really want to thank you for what you've done, and we'll continue to watch this as it unfolds. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you so much, Alex. You have a great day.
You too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to another major league troublemaker. And I want to apologize to everybody that we have extremists like this on, but we're illustrating how dangerous they are. And he's going to probably talk about a lot of issues that are going to be very, very frightening to people. So joining us is Bob Chapman, author, lecturer, researcher, silver and gold broker, and ran at one time the biggest private newsletter in the world. And he's then retired and came back with the International Forecaster. And by the way, we do have the Mr. Leonard coming on with his lawyer, the black fellow with his wife, with the six kids, homeschooled, who had never gotten any trouble or had problems. We're living in a storage shed at the facility he managed with air conditioning and a little house he built after he lost his welding job and couldn't afford a home. And the CPS came and took his children because they could make a lot of money getting them strung out on pharmacological drugs, and 68% of foster children nationwide are. Oh, he's meeting with CPS at 2:30, so he's... So he'll be on with us right before. Did I say 2:30 or I say 1:30? Okay, great. Yeah, he's popping on with his lawyer. Going to Bob Chapman. Bob, just out of the gates, what do you think now of people that go homeless, families and living in tents and stuff, or even in air-conditioned little houses they build, now having the CPS swoop down, basically like a scene out of Planet of the Apes, and grab the humans in the nets and drag them away to the pedophile dungeons of the CPS?
It's not to be unexpected. It's an extension of capturing young people, to do the things that they want them to do. And it's going to get worse because at the top of the political and economic chain, there are a lot of people who have unusual desires. And that's what they're doing it for. And this behavior is rife, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And it has been for many years. There was reporting on this sort of thing back in the 1920s in relation to Nebraska and Boys Town and things like that.
Well, remember the thousands of missing kids in Florida that the feds had grabbed from the state, and then they were never seen again, and CNN just quit reporting on it? I mean, they'll take one child and make a huge fiasco out of it, you know, as a diversion, but then it's come out in the Chicago Tribune and even Houston Chronicle that DynCorp has been caught running white slavery, that means sex slavery, worldwide at an industrial scale with the UN. And guess who the biggest contractor for CPS officers, agents are? People don't know these are private mercs, a lot of them pedophiles here in the United States. Most of them are being grabbed by private mercenary contractor groups that run actual physical military mercenaries outside the U.S. I mean, we are literally preyed upon.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. And I know that they supposedly supply security for post offices and things of that sort, but I've never seen any of them around. I think they get paid for doing nothing. And it's just another racket. And you're right about the worldwide prostitution and pedophile situation that they're in. It was quite widespread in Bosnia. And, of course, the same creeps that were running Bosnia then are still doing so and running the drugs out of Afghanistan into Europe. But anyway, it all meshes in together.
Oh yeah. Any time a UN force lands, it comes out in the news. Just that's why they joined the UN. I mean, it is to rape children. I mean, it's an army of pedophiles. We're facing an army of pedophiles.
And, you know, nothing gets done about it because there's so many people with odd sexual appetites that run cities, counties, states, even in the federal government as well. I'm sure you've been to Washington, D.C., and I don't have to take it any further. But I'm glad that the young lady is pursuing these people in that city, and I hope she's successful. A lot of these police types, law enforcement types, and people in other walks of life as well have a messiah complex. And it's what destroys people. It's a very unfortunate thing to happen to people.
Well, we've had a lot of TSA people go crazy and in a couple cases strip down naked and begin to yell, "I am God," and flopping around. They're enjoying themselves so much.
Well, could be. I haven't seen that yet, but
oh, no, I'm not kidding. We'll put it on screen. NBC, folks, TSA agent arrested after stripping down naked and declaring, "I'm God." No, I'm not kidding. They actually flip out.
Was this in Austin?
No, this was in Los Angeles. That was another case, too, where they went crazy and said they were God.
Well, maybe they have a course there that you should act like a godlike creature, and maybe that's why they do that.
But see, here's the deal, Bob. As I get more power, real power, you know, as a big national syndicated host with hardcore political stuff, we're able to punch news out there and really sometimes set the agenda. I get more and more concerned and try to work harder and actually am even though I'm a good guy, I'm almost ashamed of the power and then want to be careful. But then I see these petty nobodies; they just go wild with a little bit of power.
Yeah, but that's why they do it, because they have no power and they want to have power. And they're extremely jealous of people like you who've got it all together, and they were incapable of doing so. And you're going to find that through your entire life. There's going to be no let-up, because when you're in first place, everybody wants to kick you out. I've been there. I've done that. I've seen it. I've been subjected to it for over 50 years. And now it's your turn, Alex.
But I mean, but I'm not even that good. That's what's pathetic, is these people are so busy trying to shoot somebody else down that they don't realize life is winning. Having a good life, being a decent person is winning, not running around being worshipped like God. Bob Chapman, I want to get into the incredible military developments as they more and more mainline the fact they're going to ground invade Libya and stage some terror attacks to get that done. Stay with us.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 8th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,527.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,566.41, $783.21 for a half ounce, or $391.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,566.41, $783.21, and $391.60.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one else. Maybe I hope.
Okay, there's two key reports up at Infowars.com right now. new bill introduced in the House asks citizens to voluntarily pay down national debt, but it sets up this new federal debiting separately, even from your employer, out of your paycheck, and I guarantee you they're going to start just doing it to everybody. That's getting us ready for international austerity directly through the banking system. Also, will NATO resurrect Operation Gladio to frame Gaddafi? Because Gaddafi's saying, I will militarily strike back at you. You're attacking my country, I'll attack Europe. And they're like, oh my gosh, he may launch a terror attack. We've been bombing him for 3.5 months and have Al-Qaeda rebels attacking. He says he may fight back against Europe that's bombing him. How outrageous. And it's going to be like a time machine. They're going to say, we attacked him in April, and then he attacked us in August. That's why we attacked in April, was because of the attack in August, 4 or 5 months later. This is the total disconnect in Fox News and CNN. How outrageous that he might fire missiles at Europe after we're blowing up schools. Yeah, but my issue is they also, he's playing into their trap. The globalists may stage terror attacks as a pretext to send in the ground forces. This is a serious situation. Bob Chapman, what's your take?
Well, you should never warn your enemy what you're going to do. And these people have a great military power in Europe and the United States. And so with that said, if you're going to do terrorist things, you go right ahead and do them, and then let them figure it out. And that's the way it should be handled. I received a letter this morning, email, and one of the subscribers had been at a family meeting, and one of the members was talking about Libya, and it was about the time that the aerial bombardment overflight situation began. Alex, how long ago was that? 2 months? 3 months?
Say that again, Bob.
The aerial bombardment in Libya. How long ago?
Oh, yeah. That's been going on for coming up on 3.5 months. You mean the aerial love?
Yes. Well, anyway, the gentleman who was at the family reunion happened to be with the United States Marine Corps, and they were being trained then to go into Libya, and that was 3.5 months ago. So this has been in the works for some time, and probably a long time prior to that. Many of the people in Europe agree with Mr. Gaddafi, not that they would normally do so, perhaps, but they think he's getting the raw end, and I do, too, and have from the very beginning. And
well, regardless, it's going to kill a bunch of our troops, further bankrupt us, and is all built on a lie, and the group that started the attacks 4 months ago is Al-Qaeda on record. What are we doing this for Al-Qaeda for?
Because we control Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and their creatures and creations of MI6 and the CIA and have been for a long time. And we've discussed this in a program before. So now they're bringing them in the open to do their dirty work for them. And I have seen reports, I don't know how true they are, of Mr. Gaddafi trying to find an exit by using the influence of Russia. I don't know how true that is. It seems somewhat out of character because he, in fact, would be abandoning his people. But, you know, in situations, people do strange things as well. But the whole thing is we want another geopolitical position, and let's rape the country. And we've gone over on the program before what's available in Libya or attached to Libya, and they want to steal it all. It's pretty simple.
Well, he's now handed out 2 million AK-47s, hundreds of thousands of RPGs. What's going to happen when U.S. forces roll into that?
They are going to have losses. And I discussed this yesterday on the Marine Disquisition, and that is a program that goes directly to servicemen, active and retired, but mostly Marines. And we discussed that. And I said, I want the Marines out, to stay out of there. I don't want any more of our young people getting killed.
I agree with you, Bob. Stay there. We're going to shift gears, but keep you with us.
We're on Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We've only got about 27 minutes left in the live Friday broadcast. I know all about the CPS. I've been battling them since I got on air 16 years ago, and they hunt poor people. They mainly, I'm just telling you, with black children, they get them, they drug them, they say they're special needs, and they get hundreds of thousands of dollars. On average, foster children in Texas, 68% of them are on 7 different psychotropic drugs. That's also the national average. It came out in New York Daily News 5 years ago that they take black children from their mothers and have them sign medical forms that will take the 2-year-old if you don't give us the 8-year-old. And they actually test pesticides on them till they die. You cannot make this stuff up. Now, the CPS courts were set up in 1910, first in New York and then in Boston from the Rockefeller Foundation. Then Hitler picked it up in the 30s. It's a race hygiene is what they call them, courts. They're not real courts. That's how they can do what they do. The CPS are mercenaries. A lot of them are DynCorp that also run child kidnapping operations worldwide, where they actually have been caught running the sex slavery. So they call themselves officials. They're not. Most of them are private pedophile contractors and scum. And they've been caught over and over again. It's on record. Others are just mercenaries. Whether you work for the government or not, it is pure evil. It operates outside the Constitution. We're going to Prince Leonard, and of course, he and his wife had their home there at the place that he maintained. He lost his job as a welder 3.5 years before, and they came and took their children for the crime of being poor. The CPS said, yeah, we'll take you if you've got your kids' clothes in boxes. We're going to be talking to them in a moment, and Bob Chapman will also have questions riding shotgun with us here every Friday in the third hour of the InternationalForecaster.com. I wanted to briefly tell you this week's winner of a contest that efoodsdirect.com/Alex has been running. Marina S. from Minnesota, congratulations on winning an entire year food supply from efoodsdirect.com. At the end of each week, for the next 3 weeks, one of our lucky listeners will win an entire year of high-quality storable foods from efoodsdirect.com. We will be announcing the winners at the end of each week on the broadcast. It's easy to enter for free at efoodsdirect.com/Alex, or click on one of their banners at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Be prepared before you need it and get your own supply of the best horrible foods out there from efoodsdirect.com. So I've told you, you got to at least have a family. As the economy goes into depression, they're going to take your children. It's happening everywhere. They're now locking people up in Sacramento, the homeless people. They won't let them stay in tents. They lock them up at night in a sports stadium. We reported on that 2 years ago. This is their program of control. Now, I spent the whole first hour on this because of watching the media act like it's legitimate to take somebody's children. In this case, from what looked like a pretty nice house with a toilet, dry toilet they put in, chemical toilet, computers, homeschooled. They've got air conditioning. And I grew up around folks where the maintenance people, lived in what you'd call a shack. Some of the best living in the world's done in that. Some of the most unhappy people in the world are living in mansions. But my point is this is the lawless evil of the CPS. Well, they will take your children for dirty dishes in the sink when they're 5 times more likely than any other group to abuse children, according to the Justice Department, the Time Magazine cover piece, The Shame of Foster Care. Now, enough from me. I want to introduce you to the activist, Minister Quanell X, who this happened a month ago, we've now learned, who finally got the media to cover it and has been helping Prince Leonard and his wife, his 6 children. And who should speak first, Mr. Leonard or Mr. X?
It's Brother Quanell. Well, I just want to say thank you, Mr. Jones, for allowing Mr. Leonard and I to come on your radio show this afternoon. We are grateful. And I also want to commend you for challenging and going after CPS, because the things that you said about it earlier is absolutely right. The only reason why Mr. Leonard's family have had their children snatched and taken away from them is strictly because, in the eyes of a CPS investigator, their living conditions were not conducive to her liking, so they took the children. These children are A and B honor roll students, never had one dismal report in school. They were not abandoned. They were not neglected. There was no allegations of drug or alcohol abuse or molestating allegations, none of that. They strictly said that because you are poor and your standard of living does not meet the CPS investigators' liking, they took all 6 of this man's children and his wife's children. And they called him at his job. His wife called and she told him what was going on, and unfortunately there was nothing he could do at the time. But the reason they have given everybody, including myself, is they were poor. They were not living in a dangerous environment, just poor. And the Leonards moved out of a dangerous environment and lived in their car because they were in a housing complex where drugs and alcohol and prostitution and gang violence was running rampant, so the kids couldn't go outside and play.
By the way, I've seen on Google Video and Google Earth, there's like forest, woods, there's a big fence around the RV boat / container park, a big area for children to play, some tattletale, saw kids playing behind a fence and called CPS to begin with. And we did actually talk to some of the people when they first lost his job when they were in a shelter. And a lot of these places are hellish, so he did the only thing a father could do. He didn't go on welfare. He kept working and was saving money and literally built them a home. That's the American way, I thought.
And that's the most important thing that everybody needs to understand here. Mr. Leonard refused to take food stamps. He refused to apply for welfare. He refused to apply for housing. His position was, just so long as I'm healthy and able to work, I'm going to work until my change comes. Why punish this man when CPS suggested he should apply for welfare and food stamps and housing, but he didn't want government assistance. He wanted to do it for himself, and now they've taken this man's children.
Unbelievable. So continuing here, bringing Mr. Leonard on, tell us about your wife, your children, how long it's been since you've seen your six darling children who just have electric energy in their eyes. They don't look like these, mainline Prozac head kids that are out there. Describe what you've been through and where this is going, because I'm now told, due to attention, that you are getting a home, but CPS, they don't like to be proven wrong. That is a nicer home or something more to their godlike liking. And so we don't know yet if you are going to be getting your children back right now. And supposedly you're going to be meeting with them in about an hour.
Yes, sir. Well, so they came 2 days before Father's Day with my children. I was at work, and my wife called me on the job, and she was telling me about CPS taking our children, and I was like, wait a minute, ask the lady her name. She told her name, and then I say, actually give some paperwork. And she says she's going to take our children to make sure that's who she's with. She didn't want to give my wife the paperwork, so I told her to call 911. She called 911, and the police came, and finally she gave my wife a piece of paper. And it's been, our life has been upside down. You know, it's the house we stand, the place we stand in is quiet, no children. You know, a lot of times we sit and look at the pictures or look at the wall and say, you know, just thinking about them.
I've often thought about this. Having my three children torn away, I don't think I could control myself. I mean, what was the horror like when they tore them away? What did your little ones go through?
They were crying. Like, my daughter told me that my two-year-old, which is my youngest one, he cried all the way from the place to the grandparents' house, and he cried a long time. You know, he was nursing, you know, and they just stripped him away from my wife. My wife asked her for a breast pump, and they said they was going to get one, but they never got a breast pump. I could count on my hand, on one hand, how many times they called us and talked to us. They never did that. They didn't do nothing. They didn't try to help us out. They didn't offer us nothing. They said, we're going to take your children away from you.
Well, the good news is at least they are with the grandparents, but you never know what the CPS will do now. And that's another point. Why just take the children away? Why not then offer you some help?
That's the question. My wife asked her like five, while I was on the phone, she asked the lady five times, you know, will you help us? Will you help us? We told people at the public school our issues, and they asked us, if we offer you help, will you accept it? We said yes, but nobody never helped us. So we had to do it for ourselves, and that's what I've been doing. I work, and I work, and I work, and just keep working. And one day, you know, one of these few days, I have me a place for my family, and this could be behind us now. That's how we look at it. But in the meantime, we're not going to do nothing illegal. We're not going to do nothing wrong. We're just going to do it how we're supposed to do it until we get us a place.
Well, describe for people, sir, how all this began. I mean, how you ended up having to move into the storage facility, but it had air conditioning, a toilet, everything. I mean, I saw the video; it looked pretty nice. Your children look extremely happy. I mean, since when is that a crime?
I don't know. We lived there. We left there at the apartment complex. What was going on? There was a lot of drugs being sold, and the police were kicking in doors. And so I was like, well, I don't think I want to stay anymore. But we stayed there for like I think 2 years. And we every 6 months they would go up on the lease, but they wouldn't improve the place. And we had issues with rats and roaches. And so after my lease was up, my wife and I, we left out of this place, out of this apartment complex. So we stayed in the car a little while so we could figure out what is it that we want to do. So we started staying in this here boat and RV store, and we fixed it up so it'll be livable. That's what we done.
Well, living in a big empty RV boat area basically a park there, it's so big, that sounds like a great place with children behind a fence, safe, than living in some crack-infested den. I want to bring the activist who's brought this story out to people up here, Mr. X here, Quanell X. Sir, now we're told, though, that people have stepped forward and he is going to get a home. But obviously, tell us where that's going, but what the CPS is acting like, how they're behaving right now.
Well, we have successfully gotten them a place to stay that's more decent and more palatable to CPS's liking because they say they want them somewhere else. Well, we've gotten them that. What the family's in need of now is furniture, or appliances. Think if six children is hard, down on your luck. They need as much as they possibly can to make their home now where they're going to be going a very palatable, acceptable place for them to live. But remember, CPS could come in and say, well, you don't have enough food in the refrigerator, or you have too many unclean dishes that's not being washed consistently. See, some of these CPS investigators are very arrogant, disrespectful to poor people. Yes, they have placed the children with grandparents, but now I'm being told by a CPS source they're going to do a home study on the grandmother. And if the grandmother is viewed to be too old, or if she's currently on medication, or she has some disabilities because of the ages of the children, take them from the grandparent and place them in foster care.
No, no, that's how they always work. To make themselves look reasonable, they'll do that at first, then they'll white glove inspect. For those that don't know, at West Point, they put white gloves on and go around the light bulbs and go under things. If any dirt gets on the glove, you fail. And then meanwhile, these CPS people, it's like Austin. They give you $3,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. And then I go to the city buildings, they got 2-foot grass, and council members got foot tall grass. And I've shown those video reports to folks, and it's really caused a stir. Total hypocrisy. So we need to get them, folks, some financial support. And obviously legal support is now coming so that they can't win this victory. People say, well, they're grabbing millions of kids overall every year. You know, the point is this has gotten attention, and we can't let this story get attention and then the children basically be completely taken away. As you were just saying, we've got to stand up and show people what needs to be done. What's coming up today in about an hour at the CPS meeting?
We have a meeting in an hour with CPS to discuss the terms and conditions of reuniting the family. And if the family meets the terms and conditions that CPS puts before us today, they're saying they will reunite the family. But I don't trust these terms and conditions. I'm going to scrutinize these terms and conditions. And if I find them to be unacceptable, we'll tell them to take them, and we'll fight them in court, and we'll fight them in a court of public opinion, and we'll organize as many people as we possibly can to fight CPS, because sometimes they'll put terms and conditions on families that are absolutely unreasonable and unattainable. This man.
Yeah, they'll do things like, you got to pay $2,000 a month, and I've seen it higher, to go to all these family classes. You got to drive all these places. We're going to come in and inspect you every week. And then they find one thing they don't like. Then you've signed an agreement. They take your kids forever.
Right. Absolutely.
No, no. I mean, listen, they have bounties on children. They're not there to help children. Are there some social workers that aren't evil? In some cases. But the overall system is predatory. It's on record. Now, I'm told that there is an account number. You guys didn't even bring this up to me, but I'm bringing it up. I'm told that there is an account number for people. And I'm going to say right now, since other folks are helping, And now that there's a home, I was saying I was ready to go get him a place rented and put $10,000 down so he would have close to a year of it paid. But I'm going to give $5,000 of my money, because folks tied to these corrupt churches who, you know, buy big swimming pools and the rest of it, you're supposed to tie to widows and the poor and people that are in trouble. So it's real charity, not the government with strings attached. I'm going to give $5,000 Monday, because my accountant who'll wire it, I'm too dumb to do it myself. I guess I got to have my wife do it. I'm going to wire $5,000 on Monday. In fact, I'm not going to wait. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to wire $5,000 today into this account, and I would ask everybody else to wire $5-$10 into this account, or if there's a mailing address to help Mr. Leonard, because he didn't go on welfare. He built this home. You know, he did what rugged Americans are supposed to do. And we need to stand up to the CPS and say it's not illegal to be poor. It's not illegal to not want to live in government housing. It's not illegal to want to raise your own children. We're human beings. treat us like that. What are the best places to send contributions?
Mr. Lenny, give them the account number. It's
okay.
Bank of America, 488-029-678611.
Please say that two more times from the start, starting again.
488-029-678611. That's 488-029-678611.
And folks, a lot of you are going to say, what is it going to do to help one family? If we all started finding people in our street or our neighborhood, or like when I was a child, my parents really did this so I'd know how good I had it, taking me down many Christmases to be at the Salvation Army in South Dallas and to feed people and to do things like that at those soup kitchens. If that is what it's all about, if Americans started acting like this even 2 days a month, and if you gave your money, and churches aren't going to like this, to people individually, like I've, you know, bought people medical beds, done things like that, stuff people never hear about. The point is, charity starts at home, and it's time for us to do this, not this big corrupt bureaucracy that's supposed to take care of us, that is nothing but a eugenics murder arm with a bunch of compartmentalized idiots that don't even know what they're doing. Bank of America, it's Prince Leonard. 488-029-678611. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more. We'll get some comments from Bob Chapman. They'll do 5 minutes of overdrive with Bob Chapman. Appreciate him holding.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Bob Chapman, who will do five more minutes of us into emergency overdrive, internet only at InfoWars.com to cover some other news. When our guests leave us here in a few minutes to ask any questions he's got. But I want to point out that you can go to, and I'm the one that recommended this, it's not added yet, QXJustice.com. That's the activist, Mr. X's website. He's a community activist in Houston who I've actually read about before. And he's going to add the number there on the site to the Bank of America account. I think that's very important to do. By the way, talking to him during the break, they took the children to state doctors, tried to dig up some dirt. They have nothing else to take the children away for. First, they were in the news when this broke on July 4th, a month after it had happened, saying that the children were taken because the house was too cramped and wasn't nice. Now they're saying, well, there might be some other things. So they're really trying to cover their hind end, but they don't have anything else. And I cannot describe to you how evil CPS is from my own experience and how ruthless and how outside the Constitution they are. Bob Chapman, what's your take listening to all of this?
Well, we've been through this on the program a couple of times before, but we've never had an incident where they've gone in and taken a whole family of children out. And for very spurious reasons. And that's unusual. I think, too, minority communities should get together and fight this sort of thing. They actually have a little bit more leverage than we do. They certainly don't have the money that we might have. But the point is that they can make themselves heard. And they got to start thinking about that. And they can work with this activist gentleman and doing things like that to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
That's why I love going to you, Bob, because you bring up points that I meant to bring up. Where is the black community when, and I don't mean to get off into this, but this is part of it, when 52% of blacks are never born and are aborted, when the CPS just has a free hand in these communities institutionalizing these children for a future in prison once the state gets them, where is the NAACP? Where are all these organizations? Or are they out there speaking out against this? And is the media covering it up, Minister?
Civil rights organizations have become really just country clubs with membership to attend banquets, seminars, and functions. They are no longer playing the role of activist groups like they were in its inception. That's as black organizations go. But then the African-American community, many of us are being lulled off to sleep by what's happening with CPS because many of our political elected leaders never speak out against CPS. Not one African-American elected official has come to the assistance or the aid of the Leonard family. They all know what's going on in this city with the Leonard family, but none of them have said anything to the Leonard family or attempted to try to help because they themselves are in so intertwined with the system and seeing CPS as a state governmental licensed agency, they are closing their eyes to what this licensed kidnapping group is doing. And African-American children and minority children are the number one children set upon for kidnapping by CPS. And until there's an uprising from the grassroots community of the African-American community, hold black leaders accountable for their efforts in doing nothing about this. It won't change.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, we'll obviously have to check in with you next week as things develop. We're all going to pray for you because we don't hang together. We'll surely hang separate. But finishing up with Mr. Leonard, sir, I bet you're feeling a little bit better now thanks to Mr. X and others that have come to your aid than you felt a month ago when they first kidnapped your children.
Yes, sir. Yes. Love you, brother.
All right. Well, we're here with you to defend the family, and we appreciate you gentlemen joining us. I'll say bye to you during this one-minute break. That's it for the official show. Back to Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll come back for 5 minutes, internet only, with Bob Chapman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.